Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Lute Barnes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone races to the bag, beating Marshall for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Agee scores. Garrett moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Boswell applying the tag. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Garrett. Cardenal scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Barnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner is hit by the pitch. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a line drive towards the mound. Matlack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pappas hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hundley scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Fanzone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pappas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Dave Schneck pinch hits for John M. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Munday reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Dyer. Hundley moves to second. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday scores. Hundley scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to third. Pappas moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Pappas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Danny Frisella now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill North now playing left field. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of North. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milner hits a line drive towards first. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.